This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Washington is planning to bring U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria back to the United States and not keep them in Iraq indefinitely. Esper says the details have not yet been worked out on how long the U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. He will have discussions with his Iraqi counterpart on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is meeting with visiting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for talks on Syria. The talks come just hours before a five-day ceasefire between Turkish troops and Syrian Kurdish fighters is set to expire. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine is scheduled to appear today before impeachment investigators on Capitol Hill.
William Taylor, a former Army officer and retired career civil servant, was tapped to replace the ambassador who was suddenly ousted. Taylor found himself drawn into the Trump administration effort to leverage U.S. military aid for Ukraine. He believed that was improper, exchanging text messages with two of the president's point men, expressing his concerns, even calling it crazy to make U.S. aid conditional on Ukraine digging up dirt on Democrats.
Meanwhile, in an interview on Fox News, U.S. President Donald Trump says his phone call with the Ukrainian president that has led to calls for his impeachment was above board.
The president of Ukraine came out and said that was a perfectly fine call. There was no pressure. There was no anything.
In a tweet on Tuesday, the president compared the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election. His centrist rival, Benny Gantz, will now try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.